TMW Mobile.
W2JKT, happy Monday.
Been an awesome weekend. I see the rain didn't materialize.
A little bit, but not too much.
Sprinkling on me right now. He didn't say nothing about rain, though.
So that nor'easter headed up that are going to maybe just throw some moisture our way today, but shouldn't be too much.
We didn't do a whole lot. I worked on my aquarium, tried to get some fertilizer in there for the plants and put some more plants. I need to get some more plant growth going. Just several different kinds of tetras. I got some candy cane tetras, some red-eyed tetras, and I forget what the other one is. I don't have any neons. For some reason, they don't last too long. I guess I got to get them from a reputable fish shop.
Tanks a long time ago, we had one brackish tank where we had a puffer and some other stuff, and then we had a fresh tank with tetras and some other things, but that was my ex-wife's deal, so I wasn't too into it, but yeah, she spent some money on that stuff.
Definitely do that. I got several different kinds of snails in there and stuff, you know. Just bought a shrimp. It was a fan shrimp, and he's about 3 inches long. Boy, that sucker disappeared. I ain't found him yet. First came over on Sunday for a little while, so we had dinner, and me and the youngest one, we were playing Scrabble.
This weekend, we got a new expansion for Obsession, the Wessex family expansion and the upstairs-downstairs expansion. So we spent most of Saturday unpacking those and learning how to integrate them into the game and stuff. And it was fun. It adds a whole new dimension to the game. And then I got this ATAS 120 working in my car, so now I have HF in the car. Definitely not while driving, but because it's just too much to mess with an HF radio. But I can drive into a park now and do an activation and just drive out, so might try that one day this week.
I'm glad to hear it. I saw a pickup truck going down the road the other day, had some kind of screwdriver antenna on the back of it.
And, you know, Diamond makes one that's about $300, and then, you know, the ATAS 120 is about $300 if you buy it new. They're definitely getting, you know, a little bit more down in the affordable range. You know, you don't need to spend $1,000 on a Tar Heel anymore.
I need to get one, something to be able to use mine when I go camping.
So the Sheldy Hamfest every year that has, on the back of his camper mounted to the rear bumper, he's got a telescoping, like, it's one of those 24-foot whips that he can telescope up. And uses the frame as the counterpoise. So, yeah, he says that thing works pretty well.
Here on Wadehampton Boulevard.
Sorry, say that again?
Somebody hit a deer on the 29 here.
Some choice drivers out here this morning. That's going out of their way to stay right next to me.
Just go on. I'll move over so you can get on, and then you just get right beside me and just hang out.
And I increased my cruise control by a couple miles per hour to get ahead of them, and they're matching my speed, like, and they're, like, going up and going back and going, because they don't have cruise control or they're just not using it, but, like, they're just insisting on staying right on my right side. It's driving me insane.
Looks you can't even see their headlights.
I goosed it a little bit to get ahead of them, and they're trying to catch up now. I'm just at a loss. It's behind a tractor trailer, so they're gone.
Not behind a tractor trailer.
Out of the road, so good riddance.
I guess it was Friday coming home during rush hour. There was one of them little smart cars. And that sucker passed me doing like 80.
They're capable of that.
Like I was stopped. It's like, yeah, I hope I do go that fast in one of those.
Trying to drive in.
You think you're gonna be dead, right? KN4 TFW.
Yeah, I wouldn't ever want to be in a wreck in one of those. I mean, there's a local tire shop in Shelby has one parked out front. They've got it done up with their name and graphics and stuff like that, and they never move it. And the last time I was in there, I'm like, what are you going to do with that smart car? They're like, nothing. It just sits there. Nobody will drive it.
If I could ask 2000 or a Miata or something, I'd feel safer in it than I would in that thing.
What ratings are on a smart car?
Unbelievable. I know that was, my wife was asking, it's like, how much do those things cost? And I'm looking at like some 7 or 8 year old ones, and they wanted $16,000 for them. It's like, yeah, I hope so.
Not much for a death box like that.
We're in one of those foreign countries where all the other cars were small and everything, you know, you could probably get by with it, I guess.
Better destruction, right?
Two people and one Bilo bag in it, and that's about it, looks like.
One of these, like, huge, like, Asian cities or something where you can't go more than 20 miles an hour anyway. But, you know, highway speed, no. Probably New York City or whatever else, but, you know, because you're not moving anyway, and they're tiny, but, yeah, nothing over 20, 25 miles an hour. I'd rather ride my bicycle and risk a crash on that.
Yeah. Shower drain unclogged. And I usually got to do it about once a year or something, but it's like, man, I even had a snake, and it's like, it was, I just couldn't get nowhere. I got a chemical poured in it, and that was pretty impressive.
Same thing every once in a while, because Courtney's hair clogs the drain really fast, but, yeah, luckily I'm able to get it with a snake usually.
Real slow, and I got a bunch out, but it was like, I mean, I ran the snake in like 3 feet, and I never could get anything. It was just, I didn't understand it. And that, but that stuff, it was like a flake stuff I put in there and that, and you could see it start to dissolve and go down, and then it wasn't 10 seconds later, it was done.
Work really well. It's really concentrated sodium, it's basically bleach, like sodium hypochlorite, and it really just eats through, especially hair. It really breaks down hair really well.
Oh.
Curly, so it gets caught up in everything.
Bet when you get down here by the 66.
Right now, but it's dry. 56 now, and I'm starting to see a little, just a little bit damp.
Yeah, hang on.
That's just merging in front of that other car.
Yep, copy that.
That is perfectly.
I know in the afternoons I tried to ride the middle lane until I get clear of all those, you know, exits up there. They get pretty busy up there in Spartanburg.
Middle lane too, so I avoid all the merge shuffle on the right side and let the people go by on the left. But yeah, traffic's pretty normal this morning. I'm 68 right now, just moving with traffic. Self-driving subscription runs out in a couple of days. It came with 3 years of Super Cruise, and they want like $40 a month to keep it going. I'm like, there's just no way I'm going to pay $40 a month for the self-driving for the car. So I got it for a couple more days, and then just got to go back to driving it manually.
You've got all the bells and whistles, and then they want to charge you. Do they do the same thing with like a Tesla?
You've got to pay a monthly subscription for heated seats and stuff.
Looks like some tow trucks broke down trucks on the side of the road. Looks like, nope, he ran off the road. Damn, off the road and laid over on its side.
What, a tractor trailer? But I wasn't there to see that.
Becker's there. Let's see, I'm coming up on, where am I at? You're already past me, though, because I'm coming up on, like, the 69.
Anything over there, but I wasn't paying attention either.
Get out, because it's like he went down, he didn't hit the guardrail, he went down the grass beside the guardrail and then rolled it over. So now it's, you know, you can't really get to it because the guardrail's in the way.
They know what they're doing, but I don't know if you remember. Yeah, it's further south, but there wasn't too long ago, down in the 50s somewhere, they had a tractor trailer that had run off and down the ditch in a pretty deep ravine off to the right of the road. It had traffic backed up for the entire day, and I'm trying to get it out.
We fell asleep. I used to do a lot of night driving, but now I try to be where I'm going by 10 o'clock because I know I'll get sleepy.
So, when I was younger, I had no problem driving overnight, but there's just none of that anymore.
I can get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and we'll go, but just some reason, when the sun goes down, I'm ready to shut her down. KN4 TF30.
W2JKT. Yeah, my first wife was from Omaha, Nebraska, so we would, drive out there. It's about an 18-hour drive, and we would leave in the evenings so the dogs would sleep in the car overnight. And I had my Nissan Armada back then, which is a big, big SUV, so we were able to put a little sleeping mat in the back with the seats folded down, and we could take turns, lying down and sleeping in the back and then driving. And that wasn't too bad. We'd take like a 3-hour, 4-hour shift driving overnight. Now I just don't even have any desire to get anywhere that badly.
My brother and sister-in-law live up there in Cary, Raleigh area, and then they go down to Panama City, and they drive all night getting down there so the grandkids will sleep. It's like, I'm the same as you. It's not all that. I'm not in that big of a hurry. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride.
And we lived in New York. My extended family were in Alabama, and it was a 24-hour drive. And my parents would leave. We would leave at like 4 p.m. And so they would drive overnight, and the kids, we all three of us would sleep in the back of the station wagon. And they did that for the peace, And then we'd wake up in the morning, and we'd still be far away. But they just didn't want screaming kids in the car for that long.
Dad used to do that too.
My parents hit 40. That's when we started stopping at a hotel on the way down and staying the night instead of driving 24 hours straight through.
When the kids go to sleep, I don't see the benefit because when you get there, you're so darn tired, you gotta lay down.
I'm not around to running all that cable yet.
Gets in the way sometimes, but.
And this weekend, I'll probably. I'm going to try to build a dipole in the other yard this weekend. I'm probably just going to do a 40-meter dipole because we don't have 133 feet of space. But, a 40-meter off-center fed will do 40, 20, 15, 10, and maybe even 12 and 17. I don't know yet. Depends on where I feed it. But, that'll be good for the radio and the other basement. But then I'll have a reason to run. And that run is 100 and... I want to say it's 120 feet or so.
It'd be was like 100 foot each side or something like that. But I had it. I had a cord run from the roof over to the top of a tree that I could lower and pull it up. Then I had each side hooked to the chain link fence.
Probably do as an inverted V if I can get it high enough up in the tree. But, I'm looking at a branch that's maybe about 40 feet off the ground, so that might be a good spot for it.
I mean about that inverted V, it worked very well for me.
V configuration is great for a center-fed dipole because an ideal center-fed dipole has an impedance of 75 ohms, which will give you an SWR of 1.5 to 1. But if you, that's if it's a straight dipole. If you put in an inverted V, it reduces the impedance, more towards 50 ohms. So you can actually get a pretty decent match out of it without a tuner, but only on the resonant, half-wave frequency since it's a center-fed.
6 meters to 80 meters on it. It worked pretty good. It had had ladder line coming down the center.
What kind of feed transformer did you use on it? What transformer on it?
Transformer, just the ladder line went up to it was like so many feet of wire and then so many feet of coax and then so many feet of wire. an ad on it is all it has.
Drive RV or something.
It's almost identical to that, except it's like a W something. It's somebody else's call sign. Antenna.
Racing stickers all over their V6 Camaro.
Mama had one of those. It wouldn't even pull the hill over there on 25 without catching a gear. Power till you get up to over 3,000 RPMs.
Find out, though. Yeah, you gotta wind it out if you don't have the cylinders. Yeah, you gotta make the torque at a lower engine speed.
O2 Trans Am last year, they made them, had that WS6 in it, and that, man, you could cruise at 70 at like less than 1,000 RPM.
Everdrive.
From Lexington, Kentucky, all the way to Greer on the same tank.
I had one of the V8, 5-liter Mustangs, and that thing cruised at 65 at around 1,200 RPM in top gear, and it would still pull if you needed it to.
My 40 Gorge there in North Carolina, and you never even have to touch a gear.
I just put a big block into a Chevy Monte Carlo, like the older body style, and that 454, man, that just, you didn't have to do anything with that.
Instead of going with a smaller engine, they should have went with bigger engines with more low-end torque, and you probably could have gotten the gas mileage you were looking for.
And with a small engine and a turbo.
Wears out pretty quick.
Turbo in my truck at 100,000 miles.
Yes, you got a 4-cylinder with a turbo.
My ERV with a 1.5-liter and, Courtney's got the same engine in her car, the 1.5-liter turbo, and it makes a lot of noise, and it winds out, and, it can definitely make some power if you really, really need it to, but that CVT they have in there just makes it drive like crap. I mean, I hate the way it drives.
The company truck's F-250, and it's got like a 10-speed transmission.
Out of the 4 10-speed transmission, but I've never driven one.
Up to 10 or 15, it's already changed like 4 gears.
From a really, really short gearing down at the bottom for towing, getting off the line.
So it's got a 6-point-something liter in it. It's a big gas engine.
What place it was on their gas engine, like 6.4 maybe?
6.4. Down to the gate, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. Hope you have an awesome day, and I'll catch you, I guess, later in the week, maybe Wednesday, KN4 TFW.
Have a good day. I'll be driving in tomorrow and Thursday, so I'll probably catch you tomorrow morning. But have a great day, and we'll talk to you then. This is W2JKT.
KN4 TFW.